USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced in an address to the nation Thursday that he is directing states, tribes, and territories to ensure everyone is eligible for COVID-19 vaccination by May 1st. Thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed and three coronavirus vaccines in record time, that will be achievable. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's alleged mistreatment of women is moving up the legal chain. Thursday, the Albany Police Department got involved in a case focusing on the sixth accuser that Cuomo allegedly groped at the governor's mansion. As the list of lawmakers telling Cuomo to resign from office continues to grow, Mr. Cuomo said he won't, and he has done nothing wrong. It could become a crime to taunt a police officer in Kentucky under a bill that passed the state Senate. The bill passed the Kentucky Senate 2211 on Thursday and now awaits House input. Under the legislation, anyone who accosts, insults, taunts, or challenges a law enforcement officer could face up to 90 days in jail and fines. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The United States House of Representatives are moving ahead with legislation aimed at your right to bear arms. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm.
The National Rifle Association denounced the House action on Thursday and argued Congress instead should be approving gun rights measures. President Biden on Thursday signed his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package into law. The feds have now spent $5 trillion in the last year fighting the virus that originated in Wuhan, China. The bill signing was originally planned for Friday afternoon, but was moved up a day after the bill arrived at the White House following the House vote on Wednesday. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are plenty of complaints about the coronavirus stimulus package. It will cost too much. Why not cut out half the pork and give Americans $2,800 checks? But there are some good aspects. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, the House securing final passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill. The legislation does provide a new round of $1,400 stimulus checks, enhanced unemployment benefits, and expanded child tax credits. President Biden signing the bill Thursday. As far as how the bill will help working class Americans, DNC Chairman James Harrison tells CNN,
this bill is going to have a dramatic impact on the lives of low-income kids across this country. They say about 93% of children in this country will have be impacted because of this. I mean, just think about it, Don. We are increasing the child tax credit in this bill from $2,000. You got a kid like mine that's under the age of six. I got a two-year-old. That will go from $2,000 to $3,600 for a poor family that is struggling right now because of COVID. That's a game changer. There's so many provisions in this bill that's going to make life easier for a lot of low-income and working people in this country.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.